Gone are the days when design was a really complicated endeavor. At least that's what Canva is telling us right now with a bunch of new AI features they're rolling out. I think Canva right now has over 150 million users every month, and they've been on kind of the front line of making really complex design tasks simple. That's kind of what they do, right? Like I mentioned in the intro, Adobe has very complex tools that can do really sophisticated things, but Canva makes a lot of that much more simple and can still do a lot of the complex stuff, if I'm being 100% honest. In any case, it now seems that they're really upping the ante with the integration of some AI image generation tools that they're bringing in. And I think, you know, giving this a little bit of context, last year, Canva introduced its community to what it called Magic Media, which was essentially an AI-driven image generator that kind of brings to life the world, the words that you type, right? I mean, pretty much what it is something like DALL-E, and I think it might even be plugged directly into DALL-E. So I don't believe this was anything built in-house. They don't have their own AI model. They're just, you know, using an API to something like DALL-E. So it was so-so. In any case, it was not just for images, but now apparently it can do video too, which is very interesting. In a statement, Canva shared its goals behind the innovation, saying, quote, "Our mission has always been to make complex things simple and tapping into exciting new ways to empower our community to bring their ideas and imaginations to life is an important part of that." So if it wasn't like I'm in the camp saying anything that you do with AI and video right now is impressive because there's not a lot of people doing it. But essentially, Canva users now have three different image generating apps. They can use Canva's Magic Media, OpenAI's DALL-E, and then Google Cloud's ImageN. So they kind of have these three. So I guess they must have their own kind of in-house thing with Canva's Magic Media. Canva has shared some statistics about that in particular, and they've said that in less than a year since it launched, their community has created around 290 million images using Magic Media, and has used them for a bunch of different, you know, applications from business presentations to logos, social media posts, all that kind of stuff. The promise of AI-driven design on Canva is they're trying to make this simple. Essentially, when you can't find the visuals, you just type in whatever you want, and then they'll, you know, essentially generate something. You can say something like black and white illustration of someone baking a cake or something more complex, and essentially they can do that. Now, it's kind of interesting because this, I feel like, is a really good integration of AI tools, right? People are already doing a lot of graphic design projects on here. They're building templates, they're building, you know, flyers, they're generating images for their websites, for their podcasts, for like everything. And sometimes, like, they have a little tool on there where you can essentially like search for images or like graphics. But like they mentioned, sometimes you don't get exactly what you want. And so it's like, well, why don't I just tell an AI to generate exactly what I'm going for? And I think that's when this really kind of fills in where nothing else exists. I think the benefit of this tech is kind of that, like, professionals, marketers, content creators, small business owners, all that don't really need to sift through countless stock images to find one that they like. They can pretty much just create the exact one, right, and outline the exact visuals. So I think that is a bit of a no-brainer as far as like an application. Canva has made sure that the integration of the AI tools is fairly seamless. It's not too complicated. I will give them credit for that. Essentially, users can create, edit, and also fine-tune their images without having to hop between different tools or platforms, which is very nice. Enhancements have also been made to Magic Media's text-to-image capabilities, including the ability to generate similar-looking variations of an image. It's similar to what you'd see with, like, Midjourney, right? And how you can essentially say to create new variations of the same image. So moreover, I think the spectrum of styles that Magic Media now supports is a little bit bigger. They have photos, they have neon, they have concept art, and they offer users a bunch of different options to choose from. So again, right, it's pretty much just like fancy prompt engineering. I wouldn't be surprised if they, just like you click a button to make it like a neon piece of art, but in reality, it just adds the word neon into the prompt that is feeding to the engine, right? So I think in an age where technology is like pretty much AI has this like problem right now with ethics and whatnot, Canva is trying to be proactive in this. Essentially, they emphasized that they are ensuring that the tools they offer are safe and responsible. I know that sounds, and I'm like not very specific, but I think to achieve this, they've kind of invested in a bunch of different safety measures, including automated reviews to prevent the generation of unsafe imagery and a feedback loop where users can report problematic outputs. I mean, this is normal stuff you'd expect. So I don't actually, I don't know, think this is anything groundbreaking that they've done here. In any case, I think by partnering with some different industry leaders, Google Cloud, OpenAI, Canva's trying to leverage other apps as well that also they can add into there. I'm not sure if they're doing this because they're not very confident in their own tool being good, right? I think this is kind of a play you'd see from a company that's like, hey, we made this thing. It's definitely in beta. It's like, you know, not incredible, but if it doesn't have what you want, like, you know, just go use Google or OpenAI. That's kind of the vibe I get from it, but maybe they're just trying to be, you know, super nice and give you a lot of options. In any case, recognizing the ongoing debate about generative AI and copyright issues, Canva is also working to give some resources and insights to address concerns. It's kind of funny. They said that they want to be a quote unquote force for good and to innovate responsibly. But like, again, that seems like not very specific and they haven't really made any specific promises there. So, I mean, it seems well-intentioned, but I'm not going to give them any credit until they say something specific they've actually done. So for people that are eager to explore some of these new digital design tools, Canva's Magic Media, along with Imagen and Dolly, are available in Canva's app marketplace. So you can use that on desktop, iOS, Android. I think this is a really great use case. Canva is an awesome partner to have in this AI space. And I think there's like the use case is very obvious. They're not making a big stretch to try to include AI into their platform. So I will give them that. I do think that what they're doing is really along the right lines. They're you know, essentially focusing on what they should. My only thing is, you know, maybe I wish they had of put a bigger budget or focused more and went a little bit harder on making something that was really, really polished, more like Midjourney. But I mean, Midjourney is like the number one. So it's kind of hard to compare them to that, especially when that's not like the only thing they do. But in any case, they do have a big budget. They are a big company. So I do believe they might be able to do a little bit better on this. But, you know, time will tell. And it'll be very interesting to see if like Canva goes from being a design company to like a major player in, you know, a foundational AI model. I think that'd be really exciting and a cool prospect. So we'll definitely be following them and keeping you updated on that.